For a week in July, the 10th Janáček Festival was underway in the South Moravian spa town of Luhačovice in celebration and commemoration of the works of one of the country's most famous Czech composers, Leoš Janáček. Mr. Janáček was a professor at the Brno Conservatory, and some say he was one of the most original 20th century composers. One of Janáček's biggest fans today is conductor Jan Latham Koenig, who took part in Monday's opening ceremony. Since 1997, Mr. Koenig has been the artistic director of the Strasbourg Philharmonic Orchestra and of the National Opera of the Rhine. Born in Britain with a French father and a half-Danish and half-Polish mother, he told me a little bit about himself and how he came to be one of the composer's biggest admirers.
When I was still a student, I got a scholarship from the British Council to spend a month in then Czechoslovakia researching the music of Janáček. For about 30 years, I've had this great love. I would say his music occupies a very special place in my musical world.
Are there any other Czech composers that
of course,
you believe to do
it? Yes, I perform Dvořák a lot, Martinů. For instance, next season I have programmed in Strasbourg a work called Lidice in Memoriam by Martinů, which was a work which he wrote having been very moved by the terrible atrocity of the Germans in 1943, you know, when they massacred all the inhabitants of this village, Lidice.
It must be a very dramatic, very sad piece then.
It is a very dramatic and sad piece because Martinů was absolutely horrified by what they did.
Now about the London Koenigs Ensemble.
Yes, this was the beginning of my career when I started conducting and I formed my own chamber ensemble. We worked very extensively until I started conducting symphony orchestras and opera houses, and it still exists from time to time for certain projects. So that's the situation. I'm here in Luhačovice because I've been conducting a concert. I'm determined to make Luhačovice, together with the intendant, Dr. Dlauhy, and the director of the spa, Dr. Kružela, to form an international festival orchestra for next year in Luhačovice that will perform the orchestral works of Janáček, so that the world will finally understand what Luhačovice is all about.
What is Luhačovice all about? It is no coincidence that the spa town's music festival bears Janáček's name. In the periods between 1903 to 1923, the composer is said to have visited the town 25 times in order to get his vocal cords treated. But what is it about Leoš Janáček's pieces that have enchanted this entire town? Mr. Koenig says that one has to listen to them more than once in order to understand and feel them. Once that is achieved, however, they become captivating and can never be let go again. But that is not all that special about Janáček's work.
Other 20th century composer, I think, has been so original, and no other 20th century composer relates to his time, to his own culture, to his people, to his politics, or the politics of the time. No other composer has combined all that with a freshness, a vitality, an originality, and a passion like the composer Janáček. It's true that almost, but not exclusively, almost all his best works were written towards the end of his life, when he had developed a very personal style. style, which was very much linked to his own dialect that he spoke, very much linked to his own language, and inspired also by a desperately intense but finally unconsummated love affair with a woman 37 years younger than himself.
Lukács and Leos Janáček met and became involved with the attractive and very young Kamila Šteslová, not just a controversial love affair, but also a great inspiration, which resulted in the composition of many passionate works. The piece chosen for the opening ceremony, however, was not composed in the spa town, but in the Moravian capital, Brno. The concertino was created in 1925, 3 years before Janáček died, for the then-renowned pianist Jan Heschmann.
Janáček with an excellent pianist from Brno. This is again a piece he wrote towards the end of his life. But it's a, you know, a small scale work. What we have to do here is to bring an orchestra, a first class international orchestra, to Luhačovice. And my idea is to ask young musicians, talented from all over Europe and beyond, to come to Luhačovice for a week and to study and then give a magnificent concert of the best works of Janáček at the end. And this will happen next year. Mark my words.